So no one has to wonder, where are the pens? Anybody have any idea where a pen may be? It's where the pens are always. There's only one place in the house where the pens are. There's 50 of them, and they're blue ink, and they're right there. And the pads are everywhere, plus there's a storage place. We have pads of paper. Paper. Love the paper. Paper. I can see this on the internet now. Man has fetish with paper. Oh, you're in that gin thing? Isn't that the thing with the guy with the fetish with the paper? I heard, saw something on YouTube. Kissing the paper, so I don't know. Sounds like a cult to me. I don't want to get into that. Kind of weird, you know? So prospect. White paper, pen, blue ink, write it down. Now, ideally, here's what you do. You have a three-ring binder. You have a three-ring binder. Now, by the way, I had mentioned, if you listen to the update calls, and I know a few of you do, but most of you don't, but if you listen to the update calls, I announced that next year we're going to have the priority management system. It's being worked on and customized right now for the Global Information Network. So we'll have a GIN priority management system. And in there, there's going to be a tab with a prospect list that you can write down. Now, that is not white paper and a pen with blue ink. The priority management system, being a time management system needing to be flexible, uses pencil and a slightly off-color paper. There's a strategic reason why that is. That will still work in this instance. But if you don't have that, you're not going to have it till next year. And by the way, Dan Stamp, the founder, the guy who trained me, has agreed to virtually come out of retirement and come in and do a training that we're going to videotape. So it's going to be a small group of people that can physically be there, but it's going to be about a six-hour training on how to use it. He's trained me. I'm going to be there as well. We're going to videotape this, and then every new person in GIN, if they want the priority manager, will be able to get it as well as get the training from the inventor and founder himself. It's unbelievable. It's going to be unbelievable. So ideally, your prospect list should be like a three-ring binder. The reason a three-ring binder is good is you can add paper. And you know, I say these things like you should just automatically know it. And I know some of you who are like 25 don't have any idea what a three-ring binder is. And it's true. I just know you don't. Ask somebody who's a little older and go, can you give me the description of a three-ring binder? What the hell is that? Now, paper actually comes some for the three-ring binder. There's three holes in the side of the paper. Yeah, we got a three-ring binder. Come up here, real quick. Okay. We got one right here. Okay, here's a three-ring binder. All right, I got one. All right, so see, you can see the holes in the paper, right? You can see the holes in the paper, and this is the three-ring binder, and there's three rings. One, two, three. And the paper, see the paper has holes in it? See the holes in the paper? They're already pre-punched. You don't have to take paper and like squish it in and make your own holes. It actually has holes. So you buy paper with holes in it, and then you can put it in your three-ring binder. This allows you to take one out. Now, when you take out a paper, you don't even have to open the rings. You can actually just pull it, and it rips right out. You'll learn all these things if you get one of these. It's really exciting. Thanks. Thank you. So a three-ring binder is a great place to have your prospect list because you can add paper anytime you need, and you continue to add to that prospect list. And as you cross off names of people that you sent success secrets who aren't interested, you cross them off. Maybe you take out the whole front page and rip it up and say, yeah, I talked to all those people already, or date it and put it in the back so you can show people when you're on stage. Don't throw it away. Keep it. And then we can go on stage and go, 4 years ago, this was my prospect list. Notice how I crossed everybody off. No, they said no. No, they said no. No, they said no. They said, get lost. This one said, don't ever talk to me ever again. This one said, you're a nut. No, no. This one said, yes, absolutely. I want to join.